prerogative to then usurp by Mills. So they had a meeting, and Mills withdrew the request, in effect. It was going to be a request for a rule. But he withdrew it, and Albert told Harlow yesterday that one staff man from Mahon's committee staff and one from Mills were going to get together and try to figure out what to do. That's where it is. There are all kinds of opportunities here if you want to mount an attack to try and get this. And we get a whole list of alternative things we might do to dramatize it. You're in effect drawing the line on expenditure, you're for lower taxes, it dignifies all of your tax increase things. And it gives you something to do, something to be for, something to show activity on for the next week or 10 days. It's damn embarrassing to the House Democrats. They are really stupid on this in a way because... Right. They don't have to go through this whole exercise. But as long as they've got themselves in this pickle, maybe we ought to take advantage of it. There are obvious negatives to this.
Right. You mean like making people mad?
Well, not only that, but are you getting rebuffed, possibly? We have to be very selective about the way you personally got involved in it.
We might do it. I was just thinking of different kinds of levels.
Sure.
And so on. We should get our leaders in.
Yes.
Can you bring the Republicans and Ways and Means Committee in?
We could
bring the Democrats in.
Well. Surveys from the field and cancel their appointments. We can put out the word that you're making a major effort, and so you call back,
call
a couple of them in, or all of them for that matter, to make a major lobbying effort on the Hill, and call on the public interest groups, call on the business lobby, and so on. Maybe go out here to the press room and make a statement. They're under the gun because, of course, there's a time limitation on the debt ceiling extension. So that legislation's got to move out of the House within a limited period of time. And so it isn't something that they can just sit on indefinitely. You're going to have to fish or cut bait.
Yeah. We'll work on this tomorrow, all right?
That'd be just Republican.
I think so. Mills is in an awkward spot. He's now saying, well, you know, this is the president's proposal. President ought to see Albert, ought to see Boggs, ought to see Mahon. And so Bill said to him, well, would you be president? Mills said, no, I shouldn't be president. I shouldn't be president. So he's trying to give you the basket.
I'm not going to do it that way. We'll play it partisan. I don't think this is one we ought to play it that way. I think we should play it partisan. But I don't want it partisan. I want others to see it to me.
Sure.
Because we find that every time I can't open my mouth without somebody saying it's partisan.
Yeah.
Remember when we had went through that experience of the, you know, our little state on the environment, San Francisco, but it's a great city of Congress.
Sure.
We will, but the point is, I think this is a good one to lay the foundation for kicking the hell out of them later.
Well, now the other ingredient here, and it tempers the need for this somewhat, is the fact that we're going to get a lot of these big spending bills in that period of time.
I'll make the record anyway.
Will permit a pocket veto. They probably won't rule, will not get water to you in time to avoid a pocket veto.
You prefer that?
Well, it's a mixed blessing. Water, yes, I prefer it, because then they won't rule you. On some of the others, where they would have sustained you, I'd kind of rather have the ratification from the Congress. But,
Water, I prefer not to get ruled.
Sure. That's right. That's right.
I was thinking on that, I'd like you to try about half a page of the digital message. Well, as you said, which in effect says, this presents one of the most difficult decisions of us here. The program is one that I myself recommend. Trust this program. I've also recommended funds we can afford. The Congress, budget request by money that by so much. If I signed the bill, it would lead inevitably to a tax increase. Therefore, vetoing this bill, I am vetoing a tax increase. Period.
Now, by that time, the spending ceiling would probably be dead. So you say that Congress having or failed to enact the spending ceiling.
Good. Okay.
Well,
I mean, it might be interesting to have a short busy.
We can program it like we did the labor AG government. There was so much acceptance by the time you vetoed that, that there just wasn't a murmur. I think we can lay the foundation. Now, the other thing
I
wanted
to do on that. Question is whether I want to try. You try the video once with one camera, and just raise the video. So I suppose what I can do is just read all the cameras.
undoubtedly had a job offer at the time he was negotiating with the Russians. This fellow Brunhaver, instead of issuing a press release, phoned around and contacted the grain dealers by telephone. It was a dumb way to do it. Should have been by press release. 2020 hindsight, you can think of four or five things they should have done that they didn't do. On the other hand, there are a number of allegations in the thing that are not so. CBS ran a special on this. For instance, they said, well, the Department of Agriculture knew that there had been a Russian crop failure. They had a report. This is the allegation. They had a report, and they suppressed it. Oh, but suppressed it. Turns out, when you get it, and you look at the date of it, they'd already had the press conference, and the grain companies had already made their buy before the agricultural attaché in Russia sent it over here, so that there was not superior knowledge in the Department of Agriculture. Well, there are half a dozen things like that that are haywire facts that we're getting back with. So I'm having the Department of Agriculture put together a chronology and a fact narrative. I think Butts, it has enough credibility in the Midwest and understands and is able to explain this whole thing well enough that we ought to put him on the air in the Midwest, if necessary, buy time for it. Let three farm editors go on with him in a meet the press format or something of that kind, and let him just lay this thing out. If it takes a half an hour or an hour or whatever it happens to be, he can tell a story well enough to lay a lot of these goats. Now that's my very tentative thought right now. That, but he's got very warm relations. Well, he claims he can get, and I'm thinking radio now. Farmers all listen to the radio.
Or radio.
Yeah. See, these guys, when they milk their cows or they're running their tractors or whatever they're doing, they all have the radios on, and the housewives or the farm wives.
Wait, I think you're in a controversy that I think are, you know, the guys with the station relations could talk to somebody who runs a network out there, and there are several networks.
Yeah,
radio. That someone, if Butts would agree to come on and do an hour or half hour Q&A with their guy and the top guy from a couple of places,
right.
Or answers on three
right.
People,
right.
They'd be ecstatic.
The other thing is that his statement, however, should be a very positive one about what a great thing the grain deal is.
Sure. Well, then that comes through with everything you said.
Prices, here's this and that.
Right.
Now they're not in charge of this. Now let's see what these charges are.
This guy's very able, very articulate. He understands the moves. He's very honest. He feels badly about Pompey. Pompey is a horse's ass in the way he handled himself.
And it's
just awful.
Well, is there anything that Butts can say? You don't think that he can reprimand
them? Oh, yeah. Sure. No. Now,
demote anybody?
Don't misunderstand me. This shouldn't be a whitewash at all. He undoubtedly, by the time we get done with this, and we're only halfway through it, he's not ready to go on now. But he's going to be able to say things like this. Look, this has been a customary practice in the last 10 administrations to have these guys from industry doing this job. They shouldn't do it. It looks wrong. If I were a farmer, I'd resent it. If a former grain trader were working for the USDA on this kind of a thing, I'm going to change that because I think appearances are very important. It happens this time. It didn't lead to any wrongdoing, but I can see where it's not a good practice. He can say, Once Clarence Pombe knew that he was going to leave the USDA, he shouldn't have been involved in these negotiations. He knows that. I know that. There isn't any excuse for it, and it was just bad judgment on his part. I wish I had known what he had in his mind at that time, because if I'd known, naturally, I'd have taken steps to make sure that, you know, so on and so forth. And he turns the phrase well. I think he comes across very, very
yeah,
well. There are three aspects to this damn thing. There is the question of whether the Russians did
No, unfortunately, that isn't so. Well, some were, but we've appointed some. There's an additional element to this, though, that they don't know yet, and I'm concerned about, and that is that your old law firm represents one of the grain dealers.
Carter.
Right.
Sure. They use it after you.
Right.
I don't know. They showed it.
Yep. Sure do. So John Mitchell and so on, and all that comes roaring out. I think the FBI.
That's probably John Mitchell's in it now.
Sure. That's what I said.
I understand that. He said.
That's right. We'll have the chronology Monday. We'll have the FBI investigation completed by the 3rd of October. It will probably indicate no violations of law or.
How is that put out?
No, that's coming to us.
Oh, Christ, I don't want to put out the White House.
Well, we're not going to put anything out. As
of
now. Yeah, but I'm not so sure yet what it's going to say. If it's clean, that's another matter.
If he officially comes to White House, he needs that we see it.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Then he can have it directed to Secretary Butts, who could then release it.
We put it out by anybody, as far as that's concerned.
Like everyone else. Butts is the guy that's got to handle this. It's got to be handled.
It's got to be kept over there. No question about it.
Kept it over there, and he's got to handle it.
Now, the investigation may very well show that nobody made any money, that there was no unusual trading, that there were no profits taken. And as a matter of fact, Cargill's losing their ass. Because they got caught short. That's right. And the market's gone from $1.60 to $2.20 and it's still going.
We went up. We went.
think time is going to be important to get the president to launch this thing, that he won't have to do it anymore.
I'm just lying with you. It's good to have a domestic thing going on Monday anyway.
Yeah, it'll get wiped out, so.
What, with the Gromyko picture? That's all they're going to be, they're going to be shaving, they're going to be a lot of talk.
Well, let's just be a foundation anyway.
Yeah, anyway, John, it's just as well they have leadership meetings.
We can point back to this.
It'll get a little leaky, so.
Then, the other question on our revenue sharing, there's now such a thing as mayors from a government featuring such sterling characters as John Lindsay and Malio and others.
Were you pointed whether you have them in the good,
yeah? Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have all.
Oh, no, no, but do you want any of them? That would be the question.
Sure. One, like Malio.
No objection.
I have Malio.
Okay.
I would have any of those. He's from Illinois. And how?
I watched the